Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I mean, that's a bad shot. I care what anybody says. That's a bad shot. But that story won't be told that it was a bad shot.
Tied at 115. Crowd rising to the feet. George will defend Lillard.
After a week of sports that could drive a sane person crazy, two men arrive in the wee hours of a Sunday to provide clarity, truth, and questionable sports takes.
Spread floor. Lillard with 47 tonight. Working it down to 2-1. A deep three.
Oh!
This is Sports Sunday.
Blazers win the series, a walk-off three from Lillard.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Damian Lillard from way downtown.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher with Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I mean, that's a bad shot.
The Fan.
Well, deep voice guy is halfway right. It is Rashad Taylor. Joe Fisher is out, probably hitting links somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
That's typically what he does. What a slacker, man. Joe Fisher acts like, you know, his weekends are like an absentee stepdad. You know, just always out on the golf course.
The hell are you not doing? Showing
never
up on
at home.
Sunday.
He is often with his kid, but damn, Joe. I don't know if professional golfers golf as much as Joe does. That's crazy.
I don't know. I think Isaac Ropp is up there too with Joe Fish on
again.
Time spent on the
Isaac
links.
Ropp strikes me as absentee dad. Straight up. Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, if you're out on the golf course that much, it's usually just a ruffle of the hair as you walk in the door on the way
Isaac
to your cocktail.
Is just, Isaac
the,
is just so cool
in the armchair.
Yeah, Isaac is too cool, you know, to be dad. So it's one of those things. But he definitely gives me a what do the kids say? It's giving stepdad. I don't like it. I don't get it. You know?
My God, that's a thing now? That's
no, I mean, what kids do is they just take words away. They're so lazy. They don't want to even say the whole thing. Now, it used to be, I remember when we were younger, we say stuff like, man, whatever. Like, right?
Yeah.
That was now they'll just send a W, like in a text. Like, what is this? What does that mean? It means whatever. I was like, oh my God, you guys are too lazy to just even type out the whole word. So
how is anybody supposed to know that? A letter means a word now?
I mean, of course.
Other than K, meaning okay, that's about the only one that makes sense to me.
No, there's a lot of them. There's FR.
For real?
Yeah. And I think it all starts with the WID. When you send the what, you know, what you doing, IDK, you know, that's how it started.
Those are acronyms.
And now, it's like we're just taking, you know, one letter we'll do.
Okay, in about another 100 years, it's just going to be grunts.
Mm-hmm. And people are going to understand exactly
back to caveman
exactly
style.
What that means, man. But welcome in. This is Sports Sunday, soon to be Football Sunday, soon. This is the Schultz and Schad Show. I got my guy Jordan Schultz behind the glass.
Yeah, happy Sunday, brother.
Happy Sunday to you, man. I see you came swagged out. You got your, the one thing you guys should probably know, okay, you can't see us, clearly, obviously. We need cameras in here. That's what we need. At least for the first hour, we have to start, like, broadcasting live from, like, Instagram or something.
You're more beautiful than I am. I've got a face for radio.
I don't know. I think you're a good looking cat, man.
Thanks,
so
buddy.
Jordan, every week he's like super swagged out. So it's either like a whole Mariners get up, like seriously, like the whole, what do you call it when you sit in the dugout and just, you know, you almost like a bat boy would wear. Like,
yeah.
He's got the nice hat, like the you know, the ones that they use at batting practice. He's got one of those hats on, typically a nice little warm-up jersey or warm-up shirt, something like that. Maybe a cool jersey. It always the kicks to match, you know.
I
always got
you,
his
man.
his chain on, little swag. I'm like, okay, Jordan. I see he gets up in the morning and does his hair. Joe and I, schlubs. We just kind of roll out of bed, and whatever's closest to us or whatever we wore last night, it's typically what's going on before we start the show. But not Jordan. Jordan, who is the you know, because he's got somebody to keep him, you know, keep him up and looking good. You know, wifey makes sure his hair is probably done before he leaves.
I mean, she picks my clothes out. I do my own
hair. Does she put your chain on for you, too? Put his gold chain on?
No. Yeah. Sometimes. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
she does.
See? But yeah. But
all right. I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah, we come in like we've been on a bender. Like, we haven't. But still, that's what it would seem like, because sometimes Joe and I come in here looking real raggedy. Unless Joe is going to the golf course, and then he's got a nice little polo and got his hair all done and everything. I don't know how you guys get dressed for this early in Sunday.
I mean, it's just all a sports wannabe complex, really, I think, for me, Rashad. I just wish I were a Major League Baseball player. Like, everybody has, like, that, you know, the dream, of course. We all, like, Game 7, we made that shot in our in our driveway, like, on our basketball hoop outside when it was raining, you know, like, deep winter. I know we've all been there, but ultimately, for me, I think my, you know, sports dream above all else would be, like, being a baseball player. Game 7 of the World Series, not even. I just want to be on a baseball roster. I want to be Billy Crystal getting an at-bat in a spring training game for the
awesome.
New York Yankees.
Will,
you know,
Ferrell,
what I mean?
You know,
exactly.
Making the rounds.
See, that was kind of stupid. If you really want to, I actually love it when the not athletes get to go in and truly play. And kind of to a similar get up, Tom Selleck back in, this was the late 80s when Mr. Baseball came mm-hmm. out, played a baseball player that went to Japan after he was aging and essentially ended up helping Albert Haysbert's character get back to the majors. Really cool story about Japanese culture and baseball in general. And in fact, it's still used by American players that transition to Japanese baseball today to try and help them with the culture. But Tom Selleck got it at bat for, I think the Detroit Tigers back in the late 80s in a spring training game. So I think that's ultimately like my dream come true. I'm never going to be a baseball player, but if I could.
So you would rather just have like one at bat.
Yep.
With the Mariners, you know,
yes.
Spring training, than to say like have seven teams that you can just kind of go play with in spring training and just do some fielding or something.
That was
like
all
that.
Comedy. Will Ferrell, I mean, because what he did, if y'all are forgetting what we're talking about, Will Ferrell did, I think it was a charity event
yes.
in spring training where he played every position, so nine positions, including quote-unquote pitcher and catcher on the field for nine different teams. Now, he didn't really play pitcher or catcher. He came out, caught the warm-up pitches for a pitcher before an inning, then left, and then I think threw warm-up pitches as a pitcher for another team and then left. So it really wasn't actually him playing all nine positions. It was very gimmicky, and yeah, it was funny, but no, screw Will Ferrell for that. I'm usually a huge Will Ferrell fan, and the Mariners
awesome.
Were on his list of teams. He donned a Mariners uniform for like one inning, and it just was stupid. I'm like, okay, this is gimmicky and dumb.
I thought it was awesome. You
well,
know,
all right, there you go.
It'd be cool to see, you know, some...
Just get off my lawn, guys.
Yeah, of course, man. You're too young to be that guy, you know, already. But we are here. This is Sports Sunday. Again, soon to be Football Sunday, so we're going to dive into football a little bit later. We got some stuff to talk about. We're going to start with our division previews. So today we're going to start with the North. We got the NFC and
Ooh.
AFC North. Some pretty interesting predictions coming from a lot of people about who's going to win the AFC or the NFC North, excuse me. And so I'm actually excited about that division. There's a couple teams But one team in particular that I'm really excited about, and I think the rest of the world might be excited about, and it may or may not surprise you who everyone thinks is going to win the NFC North. So we're going to talk about the NFC
already
AFC
drama
North.
Before the season
already
started.
Already before we started. Also, Jordan, again, he came in wearing his Dame jersey. A little bit of Dame news, I guess. That's not so much news, which is good news, you know, for everybody. No news is good news, and right now there's no news with the Dame situation, so we're also going to talk about that a little bit. Also, we had a conversation. I know, right?
It just nothing.
There's nothing right now. I mean, which, you know, again, I think is a good thing. You know, when you don't hear anything, it sounds like things have kind of maybe settled. Might have been a lot of emotion at the beginning of July.
Miami Heat fans starting to get a little butthurt.
Hey, man, I don't give a damn about what Miami Heat fans feel like. But we'll definitely get there, because Miami is doing what Miami does, which is bitching and moaning right now.
Even though that they've got everything. I mean, if I've got a nice sunny day almost 90% of the year, I know it's a little humid down there, and sometimes old people get in your way and they leave their turn signals on, but it's a beautiful beach, beautiful people all the time. You've got every sport, every activity near you. I just, you don't have anything to bitch about.
I mean, you've been to Miami, I assume.
I need to stay there. I just flew there. I've been to Miami International Airport.
Here are the bad things. Let's just start with that part. If it's raining, you're screwed. Not like Portland rain. Well, I mean, you'll still be able to function, because we know how to function in rain.
Yeah.
However, the rest of the city does not know how to really function like that in the rain. And so you might not have as much fun, because there won't be as many people around to do those things. Everything is super expensive.
We got like Vegas prices. I was in downtown Boston, $20 a drink. So is that kind of what we're talking?
I mean, it may be something like that. Okay. It may be something right around 20 some odd dollars, a little bit more depending on where you go and how swanky you're trying to be.
Gotta have the money. Gotcha.
And if you're a single guy, you might have to pay for the ladies. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know. There's these beautiful, you know, women that are walking around, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's this much for this. It's like, oh, that's not what I thought this was.
Oh, escorts are a little bit more common is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't want to say they're Vegas common, but, you know, they're just, they're so hard to, you're so hard to tell, you know, what's what. Outside of those three things for me, Miami's awesome. Seriously. Like, I'm not going to pay for a prostitute. Not thank you, madam, but I think I'll pass.
I mean, it's not legal either there. So yeah,
I mean, I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to spend, you know, $40 for a drink anywhere. So that's kind of a bad thing, but I want to dance. I want to dance all night. I want to sweat my suit out and have little sweat marks on the chest, back, and under the arms, because I've danced so much. And Miami's
like
a place you can absolutely. You can do that all night till, you know, 4 a.m.
Around beautiful people.
Absolutely. Go get a nice, you know, Cubano sandwich or something like that. Like, yeah, there's so many great things. The food is amazing. If it's not raining and you don't have any terrible weather, which more often than not, the beach is great. It's exactly where to be. Miami Heat games start, and there are no fans in the crowd.
So it sounds like a Los Angeles Dodgers game. Essentially, people show up like, what, the second quarter, kind of like
Beach is like right, you know, right there, like it's really hard to say, well, let's try to be on time for this game. Unless it's the playoffs, and even then, they still don't have the crowd participation that you would like to see a team, you know, in the playoffs or in the finals have. I remember they were complaining. Chris Bosh, I think it was, that was complaining about that 10 years ago.
I remember that. It's get your asses on out here.
Yeah, everybody's so concerned with being out there and being seen, like getting here and see us, you know, at the game, which is, you know, but if you're going to Miami, if you're going to one of those games, like I'm trying to be seen too. I'm taking a picture somewhere. I'm probably going to put on my dopest digs before I get out there.
Well, of course. That's kind of what Miami embodies to me. That's what it's all about. What you're describing is a very common Friday night among the upper echelon of Miami society, or people that are trying to go, because you can rent a car for 5 days and act like you're the upper echelon of society, too. I can act like a yuppie for a week.
It's lights, camera, action.
And my bank account's empty.
Places like Miami, L.A., you know, New York, you know, Knicks have been up until this past year, you know, pretty terrible. But still, that doesn't
stop. You gotta be seen courtside.
I mean, seriously, you get seen courtside at the Knicks game, and you're doing something with your life. And that's just kind of what that is. Or, you know, first baseline at the Yankees game. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
there are certain things that are like, okay, that puts you in a different tax bracket than everybody else, or at least we think.
Oh, those $4,000 club tickets. That is something, at least here locally, I want to experience up at the Diamond Club for Seattle, sitting behind
sure.
home plate. I mean,
for sure.
All your food's already included. You got the best bar probably in miles. For a Yankees ticket, yes. For a Mariners game, I think, for a seat, you can find them during the week for $200 to $300 per seat, so it's not as bad. And that's kind of, you know, seems like an expensive date night, like at least the cost equivalent to that. So I'd be willing to drop for that.
If she hates sports, that's exactly where you know, or doesn't really like sports.
I love it, Rashawn.
That's exactly where you want to take her. You know, right there, first baseline. You know, if you can afford it,
ease into that.
Exactly. You know, but if you're taking a person who doesn't like sports or isn't really familiar to a baseball game, and you sit in the upper deck somewhere, you know, way up top, like that's probably not going to help their experience.
That is an awkward one. Have you ever taken a lady on a date to a sporting event? Because I did. I took a girl that was not my wife to a sporting event, and it was awkward to say the least. It was a Blazers game. I got some free tickets from my old radio station that I worked at, and actually she worked at the radio station that I used to work at, and just as like a salesperson or whatever. But it was an awkward night, that's for sure. I obviously, whatever I did, you know, screwed my chances, but it just didn't go well. So, and maybe it was just because like we didn't have the same love of sports, or we just weren't on the same page at all. Like,
where'd you sit?
This was left of the basket, probably 15 rows up. So like not right behind it, but, right near the tunnel. So kind of on, I think, the left side of the tunnel, right behind the Blazers bench.
Wow. That's the wives and girlfriends section.
We were higher than those, but yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this was not like first five rows. Like we were up a bit, you know, like 15.
Well, guess what? You 15, dodged a bullet rows. Because it sounds like she was uppity.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say stuff, but she's turning her nose up at, you know, 100 level seats that are, you know, mere 10, 11 seats or rows away from where the actual players are sitting for her first time at a game, possibly.
Like, no, I don't think it was her first time. It was just.
Oh, maybe that's it. She works in sales, so maybe she might sit right up front. So you got her essentially nosebleeds.
Yep. What I did was like, get the hell out of here. You are not worth my time. Like, what is that? An empty pocket?
We've all had a bad date, whether it's a sports date or not. So we've definitely all had bad dates.
At least I didn't leave her there like Roy from The Office, right?
I mean, sometimes that's the best thing you can do. Hey, I'm going to go get us a couple beers. I'll be right back. And then just never come back. I've left a date before that was bad.
No way.
Absolutely.
I've never done that.
Absolutely. 100%. I'll tell you all about it as we get ready to come back. Make sure you interact with us on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6FAN. Make sure you give us a call. I would like to take calls.
And I have to screen
Joe
them.
Won't, you know, yeah, you don't have to screen them. It's like,
oh,
man,
yeah,
just take a couple calls. But no, we're never going to take calls, unfortunately.
People want to hear what we figured out in sports radio and talk radio in general is people don't want to hear other phone callers. They want to hear the hosts of the show.
No, and a lot of times phone callers don't.
They just don't add it. Yeah, sorry. Love you guys.
It's not one of those things.
There's like one of 10 out there that are.
That's
good.
Why you can text.
And exactly.
We can text and all that type of stuff. So make sure you get it to the Vancouver Ford text line. Okay. Coming up next, where do we want to start?
Oh, we could go NBA. We could go NFL. It's up to
let's
you.
Let's get this Dame stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Let's
all right,
do
I like that.
No news, good news. Is it? We'll talk about that next. Right now on Sports Sunday, Jordan Schultz, Rashawn Taylor, right here, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I'm a walking paradox. Something in the paracrocs. Yeah. Tyler, the Creator. Shout out to Tyler, the Creator, man. He's gotten so much better, you know, as an artist, you know, as a rapper. So if you haven't heard his new song, Dogtooth, great record. Sounds good. Earthquake, the last record, the really big record he had before that. Joe's favorite record, Cash In, Cash Out, which he said it might be his favorite song ever. I said, word.
Which is, what?
You know, yeah, I said, word? Really? Like, I mean, you know, sometimes Joe doesn't say the coolest things, and that was just kind of one of them. But
stupid. I didn't even know he was still creating, so good for you guys. I'm getting old. I'm starting to become the music artists are starting to pass me by.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of them, it's about trying to stay current and relevant, and I at least make sure I keep up with who's hot, and Tyler's one of those guys.
Nice.
That's hot right now.
Well, that's good to know. People from our day are still in it.
He's almost as good a rapper as Damian Lillard is.
Oh.
And
that's kind of sad though that an NBA player is a better rapper than you.
Well, the
from
cool part
the
is there's so many rappers that aren't
two decades
that aren't in that position as being on that stage of a Kendrick or a Tyler or you know any of those guys. From writing around the neighborhood that could rap their ass off or sing their ass off or whatever the case is, but just don't get that opportunity because they're from where they're from. Damian Lillard is able to get his opportunity because, more than anything, he is a professional basketball player, one of the best professional basketball players in the world, and one of the most beloved. And at the beginning of this month, he pretty much rocked the sports world. I would just like to say Portland, but he really shook up the sports world by asking or requesting for a trade from the Portland Trail Blazers. Initially, there was a list of like three teams that he was willing to go to, and then that list dwindled from three to one. And now, Damian Lillard has only said, just in case you haven't been keeping up with all this stuff, which I'm pretty sure you have, but just for the ones that may have been in a coma for the last like month or so.
Back from vacation.
Yeah, they've been out of the country and didn't have much access to internet or anything like that. At this point, he's kind of tired of what's happened here in Portland, the lack of movement by the front office to build a winner, quote unquote. There's been a lot of blame to go around. Jody's caught some blame. Dame obviously has caught some blame. Chauncey Billups has caught some. There's a few people that are really mad at Jeremy Grant for accepting the, what was it, $140 million tender that he got? Is that what it was?
Yeah, $140, $160 million. Yeah, I'm not sure how you can be mad at him for that. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Blazers fans, what the hell?
Yeah, there's a lot of blame to go around. Some people
still do the same thing.
Mad at Paul Allen for leaving us in a position to, like, why'd you have to leave us, Paul? You
know,
that
makes
sense. There's a lot of people that are still frustrated about that. And, I think all that's fair, with the exception of the Paul Allen stuff. I think everything else is fair as far as people having, you know, some anger towards whoever, angry towards the organization for not helping Dame build something sooner, anger towards Dame for going against pretty much what he said his entire career as far as the type of person he is, type of competitor he is. I'm not going to play for a super team. I'm not going to run from the grind. I'm going to stay here and win a championship here. Championships don't define me. All those things were pretty much thrown out the window when he requested a trade to Miami. For me, though, there are a couple things with this whole situation. I think that's making this whole situation be a little more stagnant than it probably should be.
All right, lay it on me.
You mentioned the fact that they're really trying to lowball Portland the best they can. They're this is for a superstar trade. Miami is trying to offer almost nothing.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, but Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson aren't enough.
And Miami fans think that the Blazers should just take it, accept it, and
accept
move
it because
on.
He doesn't want to be there, right?
Yeah, which
let
is just
go.
Ridiculous.
Let
like,
him go.
That doesn't mean the Blazers should be forced into taking a couple of players that Miami, frankly, obviously didn't need in their run to the Eastern Conference Finals and NBA Finals. Like, are you serious? You just want to hand Tyler Hero and a couple of picks over for one of the greatest players in NBA history? Are you high? No, that's our job to be high up here in Portland. Come on, Miami fans.
Yeah, they're clearly messing with a different kind
Damn!
Of drugs.
Damn! Yeah, you're
down
right.
Down there in the 305, man. So it's just kind of it's a very strange situation. However, I kind of feel like Dame did us a favor now a couple of years ago by signing that extension.
Ooh.
Because now, like, this is essentially a no-trade clause.
Really?
I mean, if you think about it, it's a $250 million?
Yeah, and most people have viewed this as like an albatross for the Blazers, yeah, so I want to hear this. Yeah,
well, I mean, in the sense that, like, who is going to take for a superstar that just turned 33?
Exactly.
Who's going to pay $250 million for that superstar at this point? And then the superstar has helped us out by saying, I am only going to play for this team.
Helped us out in the regard that maybe there's a chance that it could go the Blazers' way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a chance. Dame has said that he won't play if he won't get traded to this team. I don't agree. I don't believe that.
I've heard you say he's too much of a competitor, and I tend to lean with you on that one.
From what we know about Damian Lillard, unless it's all been a farce, right? Unless everything he said to us or said to the fan base and said to reporters has just been something to prop up this persona of Damian Lillard, good guy, right? Like,
that's
unless,
a hard persona to fake.
I mean, it really is. However, man, we didn't know OJ was crazy.
Wow, that's, I mean, murder and asking out of Portland, but that's a fair point.
But I'm saying you can paint yourself as whatever you want to be and have a team of people that can help hold up, you know, that persona for everybody.
Oh, I was just thinking about that.
Sometimes we don't know, obviously not comparing Damian Lillard to OJ Simpson by any
means.
No,
you have you're that rich. You have a team that can paint whatever picture you want. I just saw headlines about Ariana Grande getting divorced from her current husband, yet there are people out there painting Ariana as just the most beautiful person in the world still.
Things.
So
like,
I hear what you're saying.
We believe Taylor Swift is just the most pristine, you know, young woman in the world. Like, we don't know what
she's
really like.
The
and
shining
what
example
all the
of
stuff.
What a
and
woman should
you,
be. Yeah.
After Dame requests the trade, then we start hearing all the things, which could be, man, we've been keeping this in for a long time, couldn't wait for it to come out, or it could be like, oh, this is sour grapes. Well, look, he hasn't really been the good guy you think. So honestly, we don't really know. I know Damian Lillard, the guy that shows up to community events and all those things, that's the person I'm going to miss. Not so much Damian Lillard, the basketball player, yes, but I'm going to miss the guy that showed up to Boys and Girls Clubs, that showed up to nonprofits, that showed up to basketball tournaments and things like that, just to see people, you know, do their thing and perform.
Stuck around and signed autographs for kids.
That's the guy I'm going to miss, you know, if anything. The basketball player was amazing, but getting genuine people, you know, here is a good thing, is a great thing. So
the connection to the community.
So hopefully that all, you know, is who Dame has been. But at this point, man, I think just him having such a huge salary, him only requesting one team is kind of, it stalled the process. And so now Portland doesn't have to accept what, like you said, whatever Miami offers them, they can wait. And I almost doubt that Dame doesn't play.
So you think, regardless of him being in a Heat or a Blazers uniform, I think that if the Blazers did force a trade to another team besides Miami, he would probably be forced to sit out. I think that would be worst case scenario. But if you're talking, if he's still in a Portland uniform, you think that he will be playing?
Yes.
And I would agree with that. There's no way why if you're still on the team that you requested a trade from, still a comfortable position for you, why not take the court? The real risk is, I think, of injury maybe lessening your value on the open market. That would actually hurt Portland more than anything. But I think if you're a Portland Trail Blazers fan and you've heard Joe Cronin, you take that chance and you put Dame on the court because you want any chance that you can have to mend this fence, mend this relationship with your star. And this is kind of the scenario that I feel like you're starting to get at, is the Portland Trail Blazers are gaining a little bit of leverage back, not in the trade scenario, but in the scenario of Dame and his relationship with the organization. You're saying, and I think that you're onto something, Rashad, I would agree with this, that this elongated process with Miami helps nobody but Portland. Yes, it does help them maybe get a better trade, but I've been mentioning it every single week since this trade got requested. I'm still hoping for the Kobe scenario where it was done. They were broken up. Kobe Bryant and the Lakers were, rest in peace, Kobe. And he had requested it. It was all but done, a trade to the Chicago Bulls. He was gone. It was one team, one destination. Very similar situation, minus the three championships that he had won. I get it. The Lakers are a much better run organization, so it's hard to make that comparison apples to apples. But I will say, there's a chance, and it feels like each day that this kind of news passes where we don't see anything, where we start to see more Heat fans becoming really upset, and not just Heat fans, but reports coming out this week, Rashad, from different NBA insiders that the Heat themselves might be a little bit frustrated with how this process is going.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn, I'm so sorry. Oh. You're mad that we don't want Tyler Hero here in Portland? That you have to go facilitate a deal with Brooklyn or somebody else to maybe make that happen for that price tag of 3+ first round picks and a couple of young ready NBA stars? I would say that they're not just looking for players. They're looking for potential stars like Scottie Barnes in this league, like Tyrese Maxey in this league. Oh, Miami, you're pissed because this isn't going the way that you could just fleece Portland? We don't care. So yeah, I agree with you, Rashad. I think that this isn't better for the Blazers every day.
This isn't, you know, Miami. I remember they got Shaq for the price of Lamar Odom and Caron Butler.
Brian Grant, I believe, was involved in that trade too.
Get out of here, bro. This isn't that. Like, and I like Lamar Odom. I was a big Caron Butler fan early in his career, but this isn't that. Like, you need to come off on a lot more than just Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, and a first round pick. Like, they're gonna need a whole bunch more.
I don't even
want
to involve Caleb Martin in the trade. Miami that's a non-starter.
Miami has gotten lucky so many times. They got Shaq, got a championship. They got LeBron and Bosh to play with D Wade, got 2 out of 4 championships. Then they get Jimmy Buckets, who has been nothing but, you know, a superstar on every team he's played for. You get Jimmy Buckets, you get Bam, who's still, I still think he hasn't hit his peak or where he could be quite yet, you know, and they've made 2 finals appearances. And now you want Damian Lillard and you're mad that we're not coming up off him that fast because you think we should just accept this deal and move forward. It's good for us. Man, screw you, Miami. Come on, man. Show me the money.
If they really wanted the deal done, and I understand it's the art of the deal, but here's what you do. You get Hero to another team for a 4th first-round pick. You got 4 of those. Caleb Martin, Jaime Hawkins,
who's giving
Jr.
4 first-round picks for Tyler Hero?
No, I'm saying they have their 3. Yeah. You flip to Brooklyn to get that 4th first-round pick. So you have 4 total as the Heat to offer up. Then you got Jaime Hawkins Jr., you got Caleb Martin, and then, I don't know, a salary match, Kyle Lowry, and then their other young Jovic, their other young draft pick. That's the deal that the Blazers would accept. And I don't think that Joe Cronin should take anything less than that. And if Pat Riley is calling with anything less, it's like, hey, maybe we're there. Unless he's texting Joe Cronin, be like, all right, yes, we got all your pieces, that's done. Joe shouldn't even pick up the phone.
Well, Blazers fans, rest easy, because nothing's happened yet. So until something happens, Damian Lillard is still a Blazer. I honestly think he will be suiting up as a Blazer come October. That's just me. Okay, coming up next, man, we're going to start our NFL previews, NFC and AFC North. That's coming up next. But first, Jordan has sports.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is Sports Sunday with Schultz and Shad. I like the way it sounds.
Thanks, man. The deep voice guy needs to get my name into something because I've been here almost a year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only guy. Like, Will Ortner's gotten it. All y'all have gotten your deep voice intro, and I'm still just kind of like, ah, Jordan Schultz.
We're gonna get your deep voice intro. I want to make sure I get it. By God.
Like, boss man, if you're listening, help me out.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get your deep voice intro. You know, everything sound better with that, you know,
I'm
with that
so
guy
egotistical.
Saying stuff. So
I apologize, but I don't. I am who I am who I am.
Hey, man. I like that you own it, man. It's okay.
This is what I do, man. Rashad, I'm a terrible athlete. I'm too chubby. But you know what? I can do two things, I think, fairly well in life. Talk sports on the radio and sing.
So
I'm going to lean into those, damn it.
We figured out, man, chubby athletes, man. Khalid El-Amin, Pudge Rodriguez.
Alejandro Kirk.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? There are some guys, David Ortiz. There are some guys. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Vogelbach.
CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's a lot of guys.
Wells.
Yeah, exactly. Don't act like you're not in the, you know, the
and they're all badasses.
Yeah.
Every single one of those guys that we just named
all those
are
guys.
Badasses.
You know, James Harden was a little, you know, pudgy at times. And
James
still,
Harden is an ugly dude. He's just lucky because he's
still,
great at basketball.
Still putting up 20 and 10, you know, out of shape, you know,
and
for
he's
people.
Rich. So, yeah.
There you go.
He's rich and he's ugly, but he's good at basketball. So
man,
it's all good.
You're good at basketball, so you're rich. So there's no there. What do you mean?
He ain't ugly at that point.
There's no ugly millionaire. You know he's cute.
That's true.
You know he's cute.
What a sexy millionaire that guy is.
I know, right? NFL starting soon. I can't wait. We're right around the corner. So that means previews, man. There's a lot of changes throughout the league, new faces coming in, new personnel for certain teams, new expectations for certain teams. So we're going to go ahead and start with the AFC North. I don't think any of us have a team in the AFC or NFC North. So you're a Seahawks fan, Jordan?
I'm actually a Rams guy through and through, but you know I like to watch the Seahawks and root for them.
No, as a Rams
the local
fan,
team.
How?
Since they were an LA team when my dad was a kid,
okay,
it was
enough.
Just his West Coast roots that he, you know, kind of caught onto them. And then when they went to St. Louis, I was born and then just rooted for them. And the greatest show on turf kind of made it easy to keep rooting for them.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, now they make sense back in LA. So
fair enough. Well, we will talk about the NFC and AFC West. Typically, we kind of do that towards the end just because local teams, we have a lot of Seahawks fans, lots of 49ers fans, lots of Rams fans here in the area. And so we typically like to talk about them. And then also, man, Raiders, Broncos, these are teams that pretty much make up the Pacific Northwest as far as the fan base here. And so we'll make sure we get to those towards the end of this run. But for now, we're going to start with the AFC. Let me keep doing that. AFC North. And I'm going to start with not the most interesting team, but the team I think probably will have the most eyes on them this year. There you go.
Yeah, I got to get the mood set for you, buddy.
The Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore obviously started the offseason with the bang. And they go out and pick up Odell Beckham Jr., who's coming off of the knee injury last year during the Super Bowl. Obviously, we know what Odell Beckham Jr. can be for a franchise if he's healthy. He's a game changer. He's somebody that's totally different, completely take the top off of any defense. And now he's got a guy, Lamar Jackson, who doesn't get as much credit as he should for his ability to throw the ball. You know, can throw the ball, sometimes would be a little erratic and try to throw it into tighter windows than he should and would cause, you know, some interceptions in between there. However, Lamar Jackson is finally paid. Number one.
No
kidding. Like, that was the cold part. Congrats to him, because there's no way that he should have been in a situation to where he wasn't paid. Like, I don't think there's anybody that's performed better than Lamar Jackson over the past few years as a quarterback.
Former MVP.
That's not named Patrick Mahomes.
Ridiculous.
You know, at a consistent clip. And so I'm glad that he was able to get his money. But they also drafted Zay Flowers.
Yes,
you know,
in the first round
of
Boston College.
Absolutely. That was huge. We mentioned Odell Beckham Jr., but they also bought in Nelson Aguilar from the Raiders. And so this is
a couple great pickups on the offensive end for a team that really needed some more firepower outside of Lamar Jackson.
And they had a couple of weapons already. I've been huge on fantasy points anyways for Mark Andrews at the tight end position for the last couple of seasons, so I like him. I love Rashad Bateman. I know J.K. Dobbins has been injured, and they kind of had to lean on Gus Edwards, but, you know, that's the tale of the NFL, multiple running backs. So they've got multiple guys, four wide receivers, two running backs that can actually go out and play the slot as well, along with Lambjack running around the ends. The Baltimore Orioles offense is pretty devastating. It's like, hey, pick your poison. We've got to cover two guys and then try to let the one that we want to let us beat, you know, for that one game, you know, to try and cover everybody else. Like, that's kind of what the Baltimore Ravens make defenses do. It's going to be exciting. However, there is a team in the AFC North that I like a little bit more, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Oh, but, well, but absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I think we're talking about the same team. At least I hope we are.
I hope so, too.
So for me, from the most
Kenny Pickett team, and the Steelers. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right? Well, from the most interesting team to the least interesting team in the AFC North, the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
Getting Deshaun Watson last year came with some mixed reviews for obvious reasons. The massage gate, you know, doesn't bring a lot of fans hope that things have changed in the NFL. But, you know, they won the draft and they got Cedric Tillman, you know, and they went and got to tackle DeJuan Jones in the 111th overall. So they're trying to do things to kind of help, you know, make this offense and this defense a little more stout. Last year, obviously, they lost in the divisional game. They went 8-9, which I think is a lot better than a lot of people expected the Browns to go last year. But I don't really have a whole lot of expectations for this Brown squad so far this year. I think they're still missing a few key pieces to be able to compete. Yeah. And so until they kind of address some of those needs, maybe even at head coach, then I just don't really expect much from the Browns right now.
Yeah, I know they got Elijah Moore this offseason to add to an okay offense. I mean, Chubb and Amari Cooper, they're good pieces. And Deshaun Watson, I'm going to try to look at him in just the vacuum of talent on the field, because I don't think he should be playing in the NFL, but that's not the point. He is going to be playing. That's probably the best guy that they have on their offense. Cleveland has a better defense. They've leaned on them the last couple of years because we all know what a terrible team they are at picking quarterbacks and trying to put offenses together most years. But yeah, a lot of tackles for Myles Garrett this year. We're going to see a lot from Grant Delpit, younger kid, as well as Adarius Smith and Jordan Elliott, their end edge rusher. So their defense, something to lean on. I never see their offense as anything prolific, and it's led by a creep. So whatever, we can move on from there.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I think. I predict about maybe 6 to 7 wins for this Browns team.
Seven. That's probably about seven and ten last year in 22.
And I'm going 10-7 for the Ravens. What about you?
Ooh, for the Ravens, I say that they were 10-7 last year. I say 11-6 this year. I really feel like with a healthy Lamar Jackson, he's coming in motivated, showing people what they were missing out on and why that he needed to get that big contract from Baltimore. So I think with those extra three games, not Tyler Huntley in under center at quarterback for the Ravens is going to help them tremendously this year.
All right. Well, that's the first half of the AFC North. Now we got two other teams to talk about, two a little more interesting teams. Any team is more interesting than the Browns, and we'll talk about them when we come back right here, Football Sunday, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Is that a Raid commercial I just heard?
It kind of sounds like it, doesn't it?
Huh. Okay. Shout out to Raid, man. You need to get those insects, those wasps, those, you know, ants, whatever it is, out of your house. Get you some Raid. You know, there you go. I've never heard a Raid commercial on this station. That's awesome, though. I guess we're finally in the money, huh?
We're taking finally care the big, of bugs.
Finally
for
getting
you.
The big bucks over here. Awesome.
Lucky Raid commercial. This would be the music for a Raid commercial on TV, radio, on any. You're right. You're right. Nailed it.
Well, we have two other teams to talk about in the AFC North.
one team. I think, you know, we can save them to the end because I think we know who's going to win that division. But another team, it's kind of a mystery right now, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Kenny Pickett
or
and
Mitch
the Steelers.
Trubisky and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. It's one of those. No Ben Roethlisberger in the Steelers anymore. This is year two without Big Ben.
Yeah,
is
Danny Werfel 2.0. No, yeah. Kenny Pickett wears a glove, and that's why I call him Danny Werfel 2.0. It's
I mean, whatever
ridiculous.
You got to do, Kenny, to I, my guy wears a glove in Madden.
Yeah,
don't
but
know
that's,
why.
That's,
but
wait, so your created player wears a glove in Madden?
Yes.
Well, you can go into the player settings and all the fun stuff where you can, you know, add armbands and stuff and take that off.
I could.
You're just
but
like
I'm probably not going to do that. Last season, Pittsburgh, you know, just kind of barely kept their streak without a losing season alive. You know, they were able to go out there and shout out to Mike Tomlin, who continues to just keep trugging along. You know, they had a solid second half of the season. And I think they won 7 of their last 9 games.
Yeah, they went on a run
to end the season. And we talk about Kenny Pickett, but towards the end of that season last year, started to show that he's picking it up. The rookie was starting to understand, you know, just a little bit more as far as what his job was going to be as the trigger man for this really storied franchise. And I think Kenny Pickett showed that he can be a good leader. He can be a good quarterback,
okay.
You know, in this league. They end up riding that little hot streak into the offseason. I think they had one of the best drafts, you know, of any team during the season. They got Broderick Jones, the tackle, Joey Porter Jr., who has a lot of familiarity with that Pittsburgh organization because his father played for Pittsburgh for as long as he did. You know, they went and got defensive lineman, Keanu Benton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got tight end Darnell Washington.
Already one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL, and T.J. Watt, too.
I mean, just to pair them with T.J. Watt, you know, on top of that, like, you know.
And then Fitzpatrick at safety, too. Their defense is pretty stacked now. I mean, it already was, and they've already been a defense-strong organization for years, obviously, with Tomlin at the helm. But they're getting better.
No, absolutely.
They added pieces this offseason.
Absolutely. They added some, you know, and pairing that with a pretty good free agency, pairing the draft with their good free agency they had. I think people, especially Pittsburgh fans, expect a lot from this Steelers organization. Whenever you lose a player like Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, these storied names, these, you know, Super Bowl winning names, it's going to take a minute for your franchise to rebound. You know, after Drexler left the Blazers, it took a while for the Blazers to really get back to
a
point.
Yeah.
You know, after Brandon Roy, you know, was hurt, man, it took a little bit for them to get back to a point to where it was like, okay, not a little bit. It took maybe a couple years.
If it weren't for Dame, it would have taken a long time.
No, it would have taken a lot longer. Luckily, Dame was able to be great after, like, his second year. And then, you know, it was amazing after that. But it always takes a bit for teams to regroup after you've had such a player that had such a huge impact on the game. Ben Roethlisberger is one of those guys. And if you're let's see, who's a quarterback that's taking over for somebody incredible? Mac Jones from my Patriots.
Good instance.
You're Mac Jones.
Justin Herbert taking over for Philip Rivers.
Exactly.
Very long
career. There's one. It's one of those things, like, you're going to have some growing pains in between there.
Jordan Love taking over for Aaron Rodgers
this
season in Green Bay.
That's going to be a tough one. You know, but Jordan Love's been there for a little bit now. And so now if Jordan Love can take everything that Aaron Rodgers taught him, the way we assume Aaron Rodgers took from Brett Favre when he was there.
And whatever little Brett Favre was willing to give. Because remember what Brett said. It's not my job to – it's not my contract to be a coach.
It's not my job to help you take my job.
Yeah.
Like, and Brett Favre wasn't wrong for that. It's like, it's not my job to teach you how to do this.
Such a Richard attitude, though.
It is. But at the same time, like, man, watch me. Watch what I do. Watch how I prepare. Or, you know, watch all those things. You know, watch how I have conversations
with
the coaches.
And that is a gift.
Yes.
That is a huge benefit.
Absolutely.
For sure. You're not wrong. Don't underscore that,
Jordan, and I won't. It's not necessarily about,
you know, hey, man, and when I drop back and I see the, you know, I see my why go this way. No, I mean, that's cool. Yes, you can get that, you know, that game from like
no,
that.
No, take in the decision that he makes going to the why.
But it's it's about sitting back and listening during the film sessions. It's about sitting back and watching how he and the quarterback coach or he and the offensive coordinator have those conversations. You know, it's about seeing what he sees on defense when the defense is in the game. It's different things like that. That's how you learn. Hopefully Jordan Love was able to learn from them, but hopefully Kenny Pickett didn't really have a guy, he didn't really have a Big Ben to sit back and, nope. and learn from. So he's getting all this game, all these things from Mike Tomlin and the rest of his staff. So I think he's got a lot to prove. I think this team has a lot to prove, but I think a 10-7 season is good for this Pittsburgh team. I'd say 10-7.
Yeah, 10-7 seems about right. I wouldn't be surprised if they stayed pat with their record this year from 2022, went 9-8. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go good or bad. So I feel like this is a team that could get up to 12 wins. Pittsburgh could, but they also could just kind of remain steady at 9-8. So I don't see them going 8-9. Mike Tomlin is just too good of a coach to let that happen. But like I said, yeah, intangibles really make this one tough. They could be a 12-win team. They could also be a 9-win team with Mr. Danny Werfel 2.0. But a lot of good pieces that they added. I feel like their draft was one of the better teams in the NFL, just getting guys at the positions. And from what I heard, they were all on their board. And all the guys that they had targeted pre-draft, they wanted, they got.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of expectations for this Pittsburgh squad. But there's even more expectations for the team that I think a lot of people have picked to win the AFC North, and that is the defending AFC North champions.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes, indeed. The Cincinnati Bengals.
They're so good.
They are. They had some tough losses during this offseason, though. You know, they lost safety Jesse Bates. They lost Von Bell. They lost quarterback Trey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is Sports Sunday with Schultz and Shad. I like the way it sounds.
Thanks, man. The deep voice guy needs to get my name into something because I've been here almost a year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only guy. Like, Will Ortner's gotten it. All y'all have gotten your deep voice intro, and I'm still just kind of like, Jordan Schultz.
We're gonna get your deep voice intro. I want to make sure I get it. By God,
like boss man, if you're listening, help me out.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna get your deep voice intro. You know, everything sound better with that. You know,
I'm
with that
so
guy
egotistical.
Stuff, so
I apologize, but I don't. I am who I am.
Hey man, I like that you own it, man.
This is what I do, own, man. Rashad, I'm a terrible athlete. I'm too chubby. But you know what? I can do two things, I think, fairly well in life. Talk sports on the radio and sing.
Well,
I'm going to lean into those, damn it.
We figured out, man, chubby athletes, man. Khalid El-Amin, Pudge Rodriguez.
Alejandro Kirk.
I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? There are some guys, David Ortiz. There are some guys. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Vogelbach.
CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's a lot of guys. Yeah, exactly. Don't act like you're not in the, you know, the
and they're all badasses. Yeah. Every single one of those guys that we just named are badasses.
You know, James Harden was a little, you know, pudgy at times. And
James
still,
Harden is an ugly dude. He's just lucky because he's still, great at basketball.
Still putting up 20 and 10, you know, out of shape, you know.
And
for
he's
people.
Rich. So, yeah.
There you go.
He's rich and he's ugly, but he's good at basketball. So
man,
it's all good.
Man, you're good at basketball, so you're rich. So there's no there. What do you mean?
He ain't ugly at that point.
There's no ugly millionaire. You know, he's cute.
True.
You know, he's cute.
What a sexy millionaire that guy is.
I know, right? NFL starting soon. I can't wait. We're right around the corner. So that means previews, man. There's a lot of changes throughout the league, new faces coming in, new personnel for certain teams, new expectations for certain teams. So we're going to go ahead and start with the AFC North. I don't think any of us have a team in the AFC or NFC North. So you're a Seahawks fan, Jordan?
I'm actually a Rams guy through and through, but you know, I like to watch the Seahawks and root for them.
No, as a Rams fan, how?
Since they were an L.A. team when my dad was a kid,
okay,
it was
enough.
Just his West Coast roots that he, you know, kind of caught onto them. And then when they went to St. Louis, I was born and then just rooted for them. And the Greatest Show on Turf kind of made it easy to keep rooting for them.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, now they make sense back in L.A. So.
Fair enough. Well, we will talk about the NFC and AFC West. Typically, we kind of do that towards the end just because local teams, we have a lot of Seahawks fans, lots of 49ers fans, lots of Rams fans here in the area. And so we typically like to talk about them. And then also, man, Raiders, Broncos, these are teams that pretty much make up the Pacific Northwest as far as the fan base here. And so we'll make sure we get to those towards the end of this run. But for now, we're going to start with the AFC. I'm going to keep doing that. AFC North. And I'm going to start with not the most interesting team, but the team I think probably will have the most eyes on them this year. There you go.
Yeah, I got to get the mood set for you, buddy.
The Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore obviously started the offseason with the bang. And they go out and pick up Odell Beckham Jr., who's coming off of the knee injury last year during the Super Bowl. Obviously, we know what Odell Beckham Jr. can be for a franchise if he's healthy. He's a game changer. He's somebody that's totally different, completely take the top off of any defense. And now he's got a guy, Lamar Jackson, who doesn't get as much credit as he should for his ability to throw the ball. You know, can throw the ball, sometimes would be a little erratic and try to throw it into tighter windows than he should and would cause, you know, some interceptions in between there. However, Lamar Jackson is finally paid. Number one.
No kidding.
Like, that was the cold part. Congrats to him, because there's no way that he should have been in a situation to where he wasn't paid. Like, I don't think there's anybody that's performed better than Lamar Jackson over the past few years as a quarterback.
Former MVP.
That's not named Patrick Mahomes.
Ridiculous.
You know, at a consistent clip. And so I'm glad that he was able to get his money. But they also drafted Zay Flowers.
Yes,
you know,
in the first round out of Boston College.
Absolutely. That was huge. We mentioned Odell Beckham Jr., but they also bought in Nelson Aguilar from the Raiders. And so this is a couple great pickups on the offensive end for a team that really needed some more firepower outside of Lamar Jackson.
And they had a couple of weapons already. I've been huge on fantasy points anyways for Mark Andrews at the tight end position for the last couple of seasons, so I like him. I love Rashad Bateman. I know J.K. Dobbins has been injured, and they kind of had to lean on Gus Edwards, but, you know, that's the tale of the NFL, multiple running backs. So they've got multiple guys, four wide receivers, two running backs that can actually go out and play the slot as well, along with Lamb Jack running around the ends. The Baltimore Orioles offense is pretty devastating. It's like, hey, pick your poison. We've got to cover two guys and then try to let the one that we want to let us beat, you know, for that one game, you know, to try and cover everybody else. Like, that's kind of what the Baltimore Ravens make defenses do. It's going to be exciting. However, there is a team in the AFC North that I like a little bit more, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Oh, but, well, but absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I think we're talking about the same team. At least I hope we are.
I hope so, too.
So, for me, from the most
Kenny Pickett team, and the Steelers. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right? Well, from the most interesting team to the least interesting team in the AFC North, the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
Getting Deshaun Watson last year came with some mixed reviews, for obvious reasons. The massage gate, you know, doesn't bring a lot of fans hope that things have changed in the NFL. But you know, they won the draft and they got Cedric Tillman, you know, and they went and got to tackle DeJuan Jones in the 111th overall. So they're trying to do things to kind of help, you know, make this offense and this defense a little more stout. Last year, obviously, they lost in the divisional game. They went 8-9, which I think is a lot better than a lot of people expected the Browns to go last year. But I don't really have a whole lot of expectations for this Brown squad so far this year. I think they're still missing a few key pieces to be able to compete. Yeah. And so until they kind of address some of those needs, maybe even at head coach, then I just don't really expect much from the Browns right now.
Yeah, I know they got Elijah Moore this offseason to add to an okay offense. I mean, Chubb and Amari Cooper, they're good pieces. And Deshaun Watson, I'm going to try to look at him in just the vacuum of talent on the field, because I don't think he should be playing in the NFL, but that's not the point. He is going to be playing. That's probably the best guy that they have on their offense. Cleveland has a better defense. They've leaned on them the last couple of years because we all know what a terrible team they are at picking quarterbacks and trying to put offenses together most years. But yeah, a lot of tackles for Myles Garrett this year. We're going to see a lot from Grant Delpit, younger kid, as well as Adarius Smith and Jordan Elliott, their end edge rusher. So their defense, something to lean on. I never see their offense as anything prolific, and it's led by a creep. So whatever, we can move on from there.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I think. I predict about maybe 6 to 7 wins for this Browns team.
Seven. That's about seven and ten last year in 22.
And I'm going 10-7 for the Ravens. What about you?
Ooh, for the Ravens, I say that they were 10-7 last year. I say 11-6 this year. I really feel like with a healthy Lamar Jackson, he's coming in motivated, showing people what they were missing out on and why that he needed to get that big contract from Baltimore. So I think with those extra three games, not Tyler Huntley in under center at quarterback for the Ravens is going to help them tremendously this year.
All right. Well, that's the first half of the AFC North. Now we got two other teams to talk about, two a little more interesting teams. Any team is more interesting than the Browns, and we'll talk about them when we come back right here, Football Sunday, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Is that a Raid commercial I just heard?
It kind of sounds like it, doesn't it?
Huh. Okay. Shout out to Raid, man. You need to go get those insects, those wasps, those, you know, ants, whatever it is, out of your house. Get you some Raid. You know, there you go. I've never heard a Raid commercial on the station. That's awesome, though. I guess we're finally in the money, huh?
We're taking finally care the big, of bugs.
Finally
for
getting
you.
The big bucks over here. Awesome.
Lucky Raid commercial. This would be the music for a Raid commercial on TV, radio, on any. You're right. You're right. Nailed it.
Well, we have two other teams to talk about in the AFC North. One team, I think, you know, we can save them to the end because I think we know who's going to win that division. But another team, it's kind of a mystery right now, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Kenny Pickett
or
and
Mitch
Steelers.
Trubisky and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. It's one of those. No Ben Roethlisberger in the Steelers anymore. This is year two without Big Ben?
Yeah, is Danny Werfel 2.0. No, yeah. Kenny Pickett wears a glove, and that's why I call him Danny Werfel 2.0. It's
ridiculous. You
got
to do, Kenny, my guy wears a glove in Madden.
Yeah,
don't
but
know
that's,
why,
that's,
but
wait. So your created player wears a glove in Madden?
Yes.
Well, you can go into the player settings and all the fun stuff where you can, you know, add armbands and stuff and take that off.
I could.
You're just
but
like
I'm probably not going to do that. Last season, Pittsburgh, you know, just kind of barely kept their streak without a losing season alive. You know, they were able to go out there, and shout out to Mike Tomlin, who continues to just keep trugging along. You know, they had a solid second half of the season. And I think they won 7 of their last 9 games.
Yeah, they went on a run
to end the season. And we talk about Kenny Pickett, but towards the end of that season last year, started to show that he's picking it up. The rookie was starting to understand, you know, just a little bit more as far as what his job was going to be as the trigger man for this really storied franchise. And I think Kenny Pickett showed that he can be a good leader. He can be a good quarterback,
okay,
you know, in this league. They ended up riding that little hot streak into the offseason. I think they had one of the best drafts, you know, of any team during the season. They got Broderick Jones, the tackle, Joey Porter Jr., who has a lot of familiarity with that Pittsburgh organization because his father played for Pittsburgh for as long as he did. You know, they went and got defensive lineman, Keanu Benton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got tight end Darnell Washington.
Already one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL, and T.J. Watt, too.
I mean, absolutely. Oh, yeah, just to pair them with T.J. Watt, you know, on top of that, like, you know.
And then Fitzpatrick at safety, too. Their defense is pretty stacked now. I mean, it already was, and they've already been a defense-strong organization for years, obviously, with Tomlin at the helm. But they're getting better.
No, absolutely.
They added pieces this offseason.
Absolutely. They added some, you know, and pairing that with a pretty good free agency, pairing the draft with their good free agency they had. I think people, especially Pittsburgh fans, expect a lot from this Steelers organization. Whenever you lose a player like Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, these storied names, these, you know, Super Bowl winning names, it's going to take a minute for your franchise to rebound. You know, after Drexler left the Blazers, it took a while for the Blazers to really get back to
seasons,
a point.
Yeah.
You know, after Brandon Roy, you know, was hurt, man, it took a little bit for them to get back to a point to where it was like, okay, not a little bit. It took maybe a couple years.
If it weren't for Dame, it would have taken a long time.
No, it would have taken a lot longer. Luckily, Dame was able to be great after, like, his second year, and then, you know, it was amazing after that. But it always takes a bit for teams to regroup after you've had such a player that had such a huge impact on the game. Ben Roethlisberger is one of those guys. And if you're, let's see, who's a quarterback that's taking over for somebody incredible? Mac Jones from my Patriots.
Good instance.
You're Mac Jones.
Justin Herbert taking over for Philip Rivers.
Exactly.
Very long,
like,
career.
There's one. It's one of those things, like, you're going to have some growing pains in between there.
Jordan Love taking over for Aaron Rodgers,
right,
this season.
That's going to be a tough one. You know, but Jordan Love's been there for a little bit now. And so now, if Jordan Love can take everything that Aaron Rodgers taught him, the way we assume Aaron Rodgers took from Brett Favre when he was there.
And whatever little Brett Favre was willing to give. Because remember what Brett said. It's not my job to – it's not my contract to be a coach.
It's not my job to help you take my job.
Yeah.
Like, and Brett Favre wasn't wrong for that. It's like, it's not my job to teach you
how
to do this.
Such a Richard attitude, though.
It is. But at the same time, like, man, watch me. Watch what I do. Watch how I prepare. Or, you know, watch all those things. You know, watch how I have conversations
and
with the coaches.
And that is a gift.
Yes.
That is a huge benefit.
Absolutely.
For sure. You're not wrong. Don't underscore that,
Jordan, and I won't. So it's not necessarily about, you know, hey, man, and when I drop back and I see my why go this way. No, I mean, that's cool. Yes, you can get that, you know, that game from, like,
no,
that.
No, take in the decision that he makes going to the why.
But
it's
about sitting back and listening during the film sessions. It's about sitting back and watching how he and the quarterback coach or he and the offensive coordinator have those conversations. You know, it's about seeing what he sees on defense when the defense is in the game. It's different things like that. That's how you learn. Hopefully Jordan Love was able to learn from them, but hopefully Kenny Pickett didn't really have a guy. He didn't really have a Big Ben to sit back and, nope, and learn from. So he's getting all this game, all these things from Mike Tomlin and the rest of his staff. So I think he's got a lot to prove. I think this team has a lot to prove. But I think a 10-7 season is good for this Pittsburgh team. I'd say 10-7.
Yeah, 10-7 seems about right. I wouldn't be surprised if they stayed pat with their record this year from 2022, went 9-8. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go good or bad. So they, I feel like this is a team that could get up to 12 wins. Pittsburgh could, but they also could just kind of remain steady at 9-8. So I don't see them going 8-9. Mike Tomlin is just too good of a coach to let that happen. But like I said, yeah, intangibles really make this one tough. They could be a 12-win team. They could also be a 9-win team with Mr. Danny Werfel 2.0. But a lot of good pieces that they added. I feel like their draft was one of the better teams in the NFL, just getting guys at the positions. And from what I heard, they were all on their board. And all the guys that they had targeted pre-draft, they wanted, they got.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of expectations for this Pittsburgh squad. But there's even more expectations for the team that I think a lot of people have picked to win the AFC North, and that is the defending AFC North champions.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes, indeed. The Cincinnati Bengals.
They're so good.
They are. They had some tough losses during this offseason, though. You know, they lost safety Jesse Bates. They lost Von Bell. They lost quarterback Trey Flowers, which was huge. They lost Hayden Hurst. They lost Samaje Perine.
Were any of those guys on the offense, though? I mean, I think they're bringing back, they're rolling back every single weapon that they had from last year.
Hayden Hurst, and they lost the Samaje Perine, you know,
who was good for them.
But, you know, they were able to get some strong signings. They got Orlando Brown Jr. They caught quarterback Sidney Jones IV, tight end Irv Smith, who, I mean, I don't know if he's much better than Hayden Hurst, but we'll see. They drafted pretty well as well. Miles Murphy was drafted, DJ Turner. So they were able to go out there and make things happen and try to replace some of those pieces that they lost, but they still got Joe Burrow. That's the main thing right there.
And two of the best receivers in the AFC, and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Arguably the best receiving duo in the entire league.
That's true. You know, yeah,
at that
AFC
point with, you know, with Jamar Chase and Higgins. And so you still have a lot of things that you should be incredibly happy about, you know, if you're Zach Taylor and company, and company at in Cincinnati. But I truly think Cincinnati's still the best team, even with all the losses they've taken to their roster and to their personnel. I still think they're going to be the best team in that division. I'm thinking Cincinnati goes anywhere between 12-5, 13-4.
Oh, screw that. I think they're going like 15-2 or better. You look at their schedule, and it looks easy. Obviously, you got the Ravens. I think, honestly, the two matchups in division against the Baltimore Ravens are your hardest games minus the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 17 all year. I see Buffalo as well. So you've got four tough games on your schedule. I don't consider Jacksonville a very tough game because on the defensive end for Jacksonville, I don't think it's going to be too hard for Joe Burrow. It's going to be harder for Cincinnati's defense. But that's the thing.
It's going to be tougher for Cincinnati's defense because we saw Trevor Lawrence take a huge leap last year.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And win a playoff game last year. So I honestly think, man, I think of that Jacksonville game as one that's going to be circled on their schedule.
Okay. So you say 12-5. If they lost all those games, if they lost both of them to Baltimore and then their matchup with the Chiefs and then again with Buffalo and with Jacksonville, San Francisco on the road versus them October 29th, that's a win.
So they got two against
they got two against the Ravens, interdivision matchups.
One of those is a loss.
Okay, you think one of those is a loss. You got a game against Kansas City on December 31st, second to last game of the season.
Kansas City's better.
That's going to be a damn good game, though. You know what, man? That's going to come down to like the final minute. I don't think we can
the game
say
is in
who's
Kansas
gonna
City.
Win that one. Yes, it is in Kansas City.
Okay, that's a win.
And then
a win for Kansas City.
And then you got a couple of other ones, Buffalo and San Francisco back-to-back. But that's after a bye week. You got the San Francisco 49ers on the road, but following a Week 7 bye. So okay. So I feel like that's more of an even matchup.
Week 7 bye sucks, too.
It does.
It's still so early in the season.
It does, but I feel like with Brock Purdy and a very offensive-heavy team, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, you're going to need all the time that you can get. And that is their one matchup against San Francisco. So, yeah, you want it later in the season. But in a vacuum, I feel like this benefits going forward for the 2023 season, the Bengals, for sure. So I see a few less losses on their schedule. Buffalo and Kansas City, those are going to be tough. But you know that Joe Burrow is going to show up, and those are going to be, one of those is going to be a win. That's at home. Okay. November 5th, that's at home. So I say 14-3 or 15-2 for 2023 Bengals.
I'm going to go ahead and go the safe route and say 13-4.
All right.
Right around there. I think 15-2 is a lot to ask from this team. It's still got some pieces that they're trying to fill out. But I do think the Bengals are the best team in the division, and they should win that division.
And on the fan text line, the Vancouver Ford text line, check in. Football, somebody says, I've been a Lions fan my whole life. They've never won a playoff game while I've been alive. Do you think I can start holding my breath for a dub?
For the Lions?
Yeah, we're going to get to that division.
Well, guess what, baby? Guess what? There's a team that a lot of people have picked to win the NFC North. And guess who they are? We'll talk about that next when we come back here on Sports Sunday, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Is that a Raid commercial I just heard?
It kind of sounds like it, doesn't it?
Huh. Okay. Shout out to Raid, man. You need to get those insects, those wasps, those, you know, ants, whatever it is, out of your house. Get you some Raid. You know, there you go. I've never heard a Raid commercial on this station. That's awesome, though. I guess we're finally in the money, huh?
We're taking finally care getting the big, of bugs.
Finally
for
getting
you.
The big bucks over here. Awesome.
I like your Raid commercial. This would be the music for a Raid commercial on TV, radio, on any. You're right. You're right. Nailed it.
Well, we have two other teams to talk about in the AFC North. One team, I think, you know, we can save them to the end because I think we know who's going to win that division. But another team, it's kind of a mystery right now, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Kenny Pickett
or
and
Mitch
the Steelers.
Trubisky and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. It's one of those. No Ben Roethlisberger in the Steelers anymore. This is year two without Big Ben.
Yeah,
is
Danny Werfel 2.0. No, yeah. Kenny Pickett wears a glove, and that's why I call him Danny Werfel 2.0. It's
I mean, whatever
ridiculous.
You got to do, Kenny, my guy wears a glove in Madden.
Yeah,
don't
but
know
that's,
why.
That's,
but
wait, so you're a created player. Where's a glove in Madden?
Yes.
Well, you can go into the player settings and all the fun stuff where you can, you know, add armbands and stuff and take that off.
I could.
You're just
but
like
I'm probably not going to do that. Last season, Pittsburgh, you know, just kind of barely kept their streak without a losing season alive. You know, they were able to go out there, and shout out to Mike Tomlin, who continues to just keep trugging along. You know, they had a solid second half of the season, and I think they won 7 of their last 9 games.
Yeah, they went on a run
to end the season. And we talk about Kenny Pickett, but towards the end of that season last year, started to show that he's picking it up. The rookie was starting to understand, you know, just a little bit more as far as what his job was going to be as the trigger man for this really storied franchise. And I think Kenny Pickett showed that he can be a good leader. He can be a good quarterback,
okay,
you know, in this league. They end up riding that little hot streak into the offseason. I think they had one of the best drafts, you know, of any team during the season. They got Broderick Jones, the tackle, Joey Porter Jr., who has a lot of familiarity with that Pittsburgh organization because his father played for Pittsburgh for as long as he did. You know, they went and got defensive lineman, Keanu Benton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got tight end Darnell Washington.
Already one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL, and T.J. Watt, too.
I mean, just to pair them with T.J. Watt, you know, on top of that, like, you know.
And then Fitzpatrick at safety, too. Their defense is pretty stacked now. I mean, it already was, and they've already been a defense-strong organization for years, obviously, with Tomlin at the helm. But they're getting better.
No, absolutely.
They added pieces this offseason.
Absolutely. They added some, you know, and pairing that with a pretty good free agency, pairing the draft with their good free agency they had. I think people, especially Pittsburgh fans, expect a lot from this Steelers organization. Whenever you lose a player like Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, these storied names, these, you know, Super Bowl winning names, it's going to take a minute for your franchise to rebound. You know, after Drexler left the Blazers, it took a while for the Blazers to really get back to
a
point.
Yeah.
You know, after Brandon Roy, you know, was hurt, man, it took a little bit for them to get back to a point to where it was like, okay, not a little bit. It took maybe a couple years.
If it weren't for Dame, it would have taken a long time.
No, it would have taken a lot longer. Luckily, Dame was able to be great after, like, his second year. And then, you know, it was amazing after that. But it always takes a bit for teams to regroup after you've had such a player that had such a huge impact on the game. Ben Roethlisberger is one of those guys. And if you're, let's see, who's a quarterback that's taking over for somebody incredible? Mac Jones from my Patriots.
Good instance.
You're Mac Jones.
Justin Herbert taking over for Philip Rivers.
Exactly.
Very long
career. It's one of those things, like, you're going to have some growing pains in between there.
Jordan Love taking
Jordan
over
Love,
for Aaron Rodgers
right,
this
gonna
season
be a, that's
going to
be a tough one. You know, but Jordan Love's been there for a little bit now. And so now if Jordan Love can take everything that Aaron Rodgers taught him, the way we assume Aaron Rodgers took from Brett Favre when he was there.
Whatever little Brett Favre was willing to give. Because remember what Brett said. It's not my job to – it's not my contract to
true.
Be a coach.
It's not my job to help you take my job.
Yeah.
Like, and Brett Favre wasn't wrong for that. It's like, it's not my job to teach you
such
how to do this.
Such a Richard attitude, though.
It is. But at the same time, like, man, watch me. Watch what I do. Watch how I prepare. Or, you know, watch all those things. You know, watch how I have conversations
and
with the coaches.
And that is a gift.
Yes.
That is a huge benefit.
Absolutely.
For sure. You're not wrong. Don't
underscore
that,
Jordan, and I won't. So it's not necessarily about, you know, hey, man, and when I drop back and I see my why go this way. No, I mean, that's cool. Yes, you can get that, you know, that game from like
no,
that.
No, take in the decision that he makes going to the why.
But
it's
about sitting back and listening during the film sessions. It's about sitting back and watching how he and the quarterback coach or he and the offensive coordinator have those conversations. You know, it's about seeing what he sees on defense when the defense is in the game. It's different things like that. That's how you learn. Hopefully Jordan Love was able to learn from them, but hopefully Kenny Pickett didn't really have a guy. He didn't really have a Big Ben to sit back and,
nope,
and learn from. So he's getting all this game, all these things from Mike Tomlin and the rest of his staff. So I think he's got a lot to prove. I think this team has a lot to prove, But I think a 10-7 season is good for this Pittsburgh team. I'd say 10-7.
Yeah, 10-7 seems about right. I wouldn't be surprised if they stayed pat with their record this year from 2022, went 9-8. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go good or bad. So I feel like this is a team that could get up to 12 wins. Pittsburgh could, but they also could just kind of remain steady at 9-8. So I don't see them going 8-9. Mike Tomlin is just too good of a coach to let that happen. But like I said, yeah, intangibles really make this one tough. They could be a 12-win team. They could also be a 9-win team with Mr. Danny Werfel 2.0. But a lot of good pieces that they added. I feel like their draft was one of the better teams in the NFL, just getting guys at the positions. And from what I heard, they were all on their board. And all the guys that they had targeted pre-draft, they wanted, they got.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of expectations for this Pittsburgh squad. But there's even more expectations for the team that I think a lot of people have picked to win the AFC North, and that is the defending AFC North champions.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes, indeed. The Cincinnati Bengals.
They're so good.
They are. They had some tough losses during this offseason, though. You know, they lost safety Jesse Bates. They lost Von Bell. They lost quarterback Trey Flowers, which was huge. They lost Hayden Hurst. They lost Samaje Perine.
Were any of those guys on the offense, though? I mean, I think they're bringing back, they're rolling back every single weapon that they had from last year.
Hayden Hurst, and they lost the Samaje Perine, you know, who was good for them. But, you know, they were able to get some strong signings. They got Orlando Brown Jr. They caught quarterback Sidney Jones IV, tight end Irv Smith, who, I mean, I don't know if he's much better than Hayden Hurst, but we'll see. They drafted pretty well as well. Miles Murphy was drafted, DJ Turner. So they were able to go out there and make things happen and try to replace some of those pieces that they lost, but they still got Joe Burrow. That's the main thing right there.
And two of the best receivers in the AFC, and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Arguably the best receiving duo in the entire league.
That's true.
You know,
yes,
at that point with Jamar Chase and Higgins. And so you still have a lot of things that you should be incredibly happy about, you know, if you're Zach Taylor and company. Zach Taylor. and company at in Cincinnati, but I truly think Cincinnati's still the best team, even with all the losses they've taken to their roster and to their personnel. I still think they're going to be the best team in that division. I'm thinking Cincinnati goes anywhere between 12-5, 13-4.
Oh, screw that. I think they're going like 15-2 or better. You look at their schedule, and it looks easy. Obviously, you got the Ravens. I think, honestly, the two matchups in division against the Baltimore Ravens are your hardest games minus the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 17 all year. I see Buffalo as well. So you've got four tough games on your schedule. I don't consider Jacksonville a very tough game because on the defensive end for Jacksonville, I don't think it's going to be too hard for Joe Burrow. It's going to be harder for Cincinnati's defense. But that's the thing.
It's going to be tougher for Cincinnati's defense because we saw Trevor Lawrence take a huge leap last year.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And win a playoff game last year. So I honestly think, man, I think of that Jacksonville game as one that's going to be circled on their schedule.
Okay. So you say 12-5. If they lost all those games, if they lost both of them to Baltimore and then their matchup with the Chiefs and then again with Buffalo and with Jacksonville, San Francisco on the road versus them October 29th, that's a win.
So they got two against
They got two against the Ravens, interdivision matchups.
One of those is a loss.
Okay, he's saying one of those is a loss. You got a game against Kansas City on December 31st, second to last game of the season.
Kansas City's better.
That's going to be a damn good game, though. You know what, man? That's going to come down to like the final minute. I don't think we can
the game
say
is in
who's
going
to win that one. Yes, it is in Kansas City.
Okay, that's a win.
And then
win for Kansas City.
And then you got a couple of other ones, Buffalo and San Francisco, back-to-back. But that's after a bye week. You got the San Francisco 49ers on the road, but following a Week 7 bye. So I feel like that's more of an even matchup.
Week 7 bye sucks, too.
It does.
It's still so early in the season.
It does, but I feel like with Brock Purdy and a very offensive-heavy team, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, you're going to need all the time that you can get, and that is their one matchup against San Francisco. So, yeah, you want it later in the season, but in a vacuum, I feel like this benefits going forward for the 2023 season, the Bengals, for sure. So I see a few less losses on their schedule. Buffalo and Kansas City, those are going to be tough, but you know that Joe Burrow is going to show up, and those are going to be,
where's
I think
Buffalo?
One of those is going to be a win. That's at home. Okay. November 5th, that's at home. So I say 14-3 or 15-2 for 2023 Bengals.
I'm going to go ahead and go the safe route and say 13-4.
All right.
Right around there. I think 15-2 is a lot to ask from this team. It's still got some pieces that they're trying to fill out. But I do think the Bengals are the best team in the division, and they should win that division.
And on the fan text line, the Vancouver Ford text line, check in. Football, somebody says, I've been a Lions fan my whole life. They've never won a playoff game while I've been alive. Do you think I can start holding my breath for a dub?
For the Lions?
Yeah, we're going to get to that division.
Well, guess what, baby? Guess what? There's a team that a lot of people have picked to win the NFC North. And guess who they are? We'll talk about that next when we come back here on Sports Sunday, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.